Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts. From pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLlearning.com/audio. Visit IXLlearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Yeah, yeah! Okay, sure, whatever makes you happy. Carton Show with Big Mac. Phone number to join, as always, 888-808-1019. Next hour, we'll get to that Harry Rose news that I know a lot of you feel impacted by, the longtime voice of the Mets. This will be his final season calling games. He's in his 70s now. Saw his announcement earlier today, and he'll do all the home games and the Yankee games, the Subway Series games. But somebody else is going to be doing the road games. Microphone on if you want.
Sorry,
sure,
he did
free.
That last year as well. He will be doing.
Who does the road games?
Keith Redd and
who else?
Pat McCarthy.
Oh, nice.
They've
all
been
right,
doing
great.
That. They've been doing that. That too has been, I think they did the road games last year.
Oh, is that right?
He also said he will be doing any playoff games that they do road.
Yeah,
and, road.
Well,
and home.
No worry about that last so year. Right?
No worries about that. Probably save them. And he challenged them. He put out a video saying goodbye and announcing the retirement and like pretty much said, my one last thing is to call a championship.
Well,
hopefully that's
not
it.
Not all wishes looking, come true, you know.
But
I'm just saying, let's keep it real. Like, odds are against them.
Well,
right?
I suppose it's not easy, and there's, you know, it's not easy to win a championship, and they haven't done it since 86.
Right.
So, no.
So, I mean, that'd be a great gift to go out on a championship, of course.
That would be.
And Harry's one of the great broadcasters.
One of the greats. The Rangers, then Islanders, obviously the Mets, television, radio, the whole bit. And growing up here at the station, my guy, the Howie Rose.
What do you mean, your guy?
Well, he's my guy.
What does that mean?
Well, like, he's all of our guy. I think the Mets.
Like Bob Murphy wasn't your guy?
No.
You're too young for Bob. You're also a Yankee fan.
I wasn't listening to Bob Murphy.
So are you a Michael K. guy or a Phil Rizzuto guy?
Oh, I'm a Michael K. guy.
You are? Because you grew up with Michael K. doing
Yankee
games.
Yeah, I grew up. I mean, listen.
I grew up with Phil Rizzuto.
Troutwig, and he actually went to H. Frank Carey. He was the same, graduated my high school.
Okay.
But no, Howie was here when I was doing all the games, obviously on the board and everything. And that's why, I don't know if Howie knows this.
Okay.
But Howie obviously is in a long line of great New York broadcasters. He also is in a long line of people who have struggled with my name.
Is that right?
That is correct.
And so now, famously, Mike made the first mistake that I'm aware of when he referred to you as McGonagall.
McGonagall.
And that obviously had legs, and people still refer to you that jokingly as McGonagall.
Yeah.
How did Howie Rose pronounce your name, if you don't mind me asking?
There's only one way to find out.
And New York Mets baseball is a production of Sports Radio 66 WFAN in conjunction with the New York Mets. The coordinating producer is Melissa Scheck. The executive producer is Dove Kramer. Studio operations handled by the team of Greg Giannotti, Bill Gannon, Rick Bonacorsi, and Chris McGonagall. That is his name, right? Well, nice job, Chris.
Okay.
Nice job, Chris.
Wow, that was a blast from the past. Melissa Scheck.
Yeah.
Who worked for Mark Chernoff for a long time here.
Yes.
Giannotti.
Greg Giannotti
as a producer running the board for the Mets.
Yep.
See, it just shows you kids, dreams can come true.
Dreams can come true.
When you wish upon a star.
Chris McGonagall.
I don't find your name that hard to get right. And yet people butcher it all the time.
Butcher it all the time. But all jokes aside, Howie is the greatest. And we're all going to miss him. Obviously, Met fans more than anyone else, but we're going to miss him.
Absolutely going to miss him.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think it's interesting.
Hey, parents. We all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Like, it's another generational conversation. Because there are Met fans listening right now who adore Howie Rose, but if they had a pick, they might pick Bob Murphy.
Maybe.
Right? Because he was the voice of the Mets from inception, right on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, called the 86 one. And then it made me start thinking about, we've talked about him before in the show, about the great Gary Thorne, who I think is one of the greatest play-by-play guys in the history of play-by-play.
Yeah.
I actually told Pete to reach out to Gary to have him on.
I would love to talk to Gary.
Yeah.
I want to know how he
Howie's one of the best, obviously.
Howie's one of the best. I mean, you got the classic Mateau call with the Rangers. TV for the Islanders for forever, as well as obviously the Mets, and just one of those voices, man. The second, put it in the books, is such a classic ending. Everyone says it. It's part of New York vernacular. Like, we just say, put it in the books.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, and we love
it. Put it in the books.
John stopped calling games last year. Now, how is he going to stop? It's a changing of
the
guard.
It's also good that it happens.
Well, change can be good.
Because it gives a young broadcaster, a chance, an opportunity.
Absolutely.
Which is always good. And when you get to a certain age where you want to kind of settle down and enjoy the sunset years of your life with your family, right?
Which is what, he talked about, and the strain it does, because I can imagine the strain on your loved ones. He's there, 162 is a long time, and he was doing full hockey season. So, I mean, that he's never home.
Right. I mean, that's a long choice, though.
Of course it's a choice.
Right, that is a choice. And now at 70, whatever he is, he gets to enjoy his time with his wife. Who, as you're saying, that's a sacrifice that wives make and kids make.
Absolutely.
And a great broadcasting career. He's not dead.
No.
And it's not over.
And he's still going to be part of the Mets.
You get to enjoy it this year.
He's going to do things still with the team. He's going to do any retirements on the field, any number retirements or opening day ceremonies.
Well, I don't think they should do that, though.
Why not?
Because
that's not calling the game.
I think once you retire, and he'll go out with a hero's retirement.
Yeah.
You retired. Like, whoever the next person is, and let's knock on wood, whoever that lucky person is, that they've got the same kind of successful run as Howie had, as Bob Murphy had before him, of course, as Michael Kay's had, with the Yankees, and Rizzuto before him with White and all that stuff, right? I think when you retire, you retire. I think you should be honored and feted, and you should be in the Mets Hall of Fame and all that good stuff that comes with it. Mm-hmm. But the next guy, if it's Keith Ratt or whomever it might be, you know, should be the guy that then gets to do all that cool stuff also. Right?
Yeah.
Don't you think?
No.
You don't think so?
No, I don't.
Like, remember in 1994, give me an example.
Play, absolutely. Yeah. He shouldn't helicopter in and do broadcasts.
In 94, the Rangers brought Marv Albert back to do some of those championship games because he never got to do one. And obviously, you know, Kenny is the voice of the Rangers.
Of course.
And, you know, and Sam Rosen, of course, on MSG as well. But they brought Marv Albert back, recognized that he was, for a lot of people, the original voice of the New York Rangers. Mm-hmm. And he got to call some of those Stanley Cup games, as I recall it.
Yeah.
So, yes, play-by-play, I understand, you know, Howie Rose ceremonies. Didn't call the 86 World Series.
No.
He didn't start till 87.
87.
The very next year.
The very next
year. So Bob Murphy got his call. Trickler down first base, fair ball, right? If you want to bring him back to do, like, you know, the middle three innings of a World Series, totally get that.
Yeah,
respect that.
I guess, yeah.
But once you retire, like, the next guy should be able to do all those cool things as well, I think.
Okay. Like, I don't have a problem with him doing ceremonies on the field. I don't think that's...
I think the new guy should do it.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily have to be the broadcast, you know, that's not the job of the broadcaster necessarily.
True.
For the Yankees, the Yankees, if he's doing it, good for him. Sterling and Michael Kay. Michael Kay does most of it now. They used to share it.
And that was, by the way, a huge egotistical battle between those two guys.
I always found that funny because they would literally rotate between players. Like on Old Timers Day or Opening Day or whatever ceremony, like they would rotate.
Yeah.
He would do a player, then Michael Kay would do a player, then John would do a player, then Kay.
And you know why they did that, right?
No.
Because they fought over it. It was a major battle as to which guy gets to do it.
It was a battle royale. Did they pick which, have a value chart of the players? And, well, okay, you get three from tier A, I get three from tier A.
No. But originally, only one of them was going to get to do it. And the other guy complained about it and said, why does he get to do it? I'm every bit the voice of the Yankees that he is. So if he's doing it, I want to do it. And the Yankees made a decision. Well, we don't want to hear from either one of these guys, so we're just going to let you both do it.
Makes sense.
And that's why they both do it.
It's compromise.
Because one of them was very sensitive to the fact that he was not originally going to be the on-field, you know, award ceremony type guy.
And you're aware which one of those 100%. Guys was sensitive?
I've had the conversation with the Yankees about it.
Really?
Yes. Yes. I'm not telling you.
You're not going to enlighten us?
No.
Okay.
You could probably figure it out, but I'm not telling you. And so they made an agreement that anytime there's like an Old Timers Day when Paul's not doing it, or when they're doing some type of on-field tribute,
right,
that it is split right down the pike. Now, there have been some players along the way that quite famously have said, I would prefer if this guy introduces me versus that guy.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I know Jeter, obviously.
He wanted
Bob Shepard's voice to introduce him.
Yes.
But...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's interesting. But
yeah.
I think.
Can you imagine
no.
being that sensitive about how come he gets to introduce all the players? Like, what am I doing here? You know what I mean?
So that's fine. Then let's work Keith Ratt in. They could split. I'm okay with that. I think it's different. I think the broadcast is different than the on the field ceremonies. If he's still up for that and they still want
to
have him.
But it
do
comes
that.
Down to this, and here's where the ego comes into it. Mm-hmm. And this is what the fight was about. Obviously, on the radio play by play guy gets to do every playoff game. And when you go back and you listen to the great moments in Yankee history of the last 30 years, it's all John Sterling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the playoff moments, right? Because Michael Kay doesn't do the playoff games because Yes doesn't have the playoff, right?
Right.
The national broadcast comes in. So for any play-by-play guy, I'm sure that same, you know, Howie Rose versus Gary Cohen. I can tell you Gary Cohen has tried to weasel his way into the radio booth for playoff games.
I think he did do it once.
Because he's like, I'm every bit the voice of the Mets and Howie is.
Mm-hmm.
And it became this awkward thing. Well, that happened with the Yankees also. If I asked you today for your generation and I said you could pick one guy, who is the voice of the Yankees been in your generation? Would you say Michael Kay or would you say John Sterling?
With my specific generation, I'd probably go John Sterling because I was watching, you know, the Yes Network didn't start till 2002.
Okay, that's fine. But
so
that's still
my generation is still the Dynasty 96 Yankees, and Michael Kay was a part of the broadcast.
Yes, he was.
With John Sterling.
That's right.
But it was John Sterling. So I predate Yes, so I would say John Sterling.
Okay, if you ask Met fans in the last 25 years, mm-hmm. who's the voice of the Mets? Is it Gary Cohen Ooh. And the great job he does on SNY?
Yeah.
Or is it Harry Rose?
That's a tough one. I think they're so both beloved, but that trio.
I think Harry Rose is the answer because it's the trio.
Yeah.
So I think if you ask Met fans, it's always about, you know, Gary, Keith, and Ron.
Right.
With a great, you know, arguably the best baseball booth in America.
Mm-hmm.
All right? But if you said to them, who's the singular voice of the Mets? The answer is Harry Rose. And that's no disrespect to Gary Cohen at all.
No.
Because he's a brilliant broadcaster as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a sore spot for guys like that.
Sure.
Because they never do the biggest games of the year.
Yeah.
You know, 2015, Mets Royals, Gary Cohn didn't do a single pitch.
Yeah.
Right?
No, right.
Howie Rose was the voice of that season when it came to the postseason.
All the playoff moments.
And
that's the other thing, too. And it's also just the nature of radio and TV. The calls tend to be more dramatic because you have to describe. You can't let the picture can't do any of the work for you.
Right.
So the radio call is where you want to go because it's more of a descriptive call in the biggest of moments. So you tend to think like, and I said this, I blame myself for 2004. I put a lot of weight. I blew it.
What'd you do?
Mariano on the mound to sweep the Boston Red Sox in 2004.
Right.
I went and got my boombox to put on the radio call to hear John Sterling.
You want to hear John Sterling?
I wanted to hear John Sterling. And we never got that call.
No, you didn't.
In that series.
But did you do it again in game 5, 6, and 7?
No, I knew better. I blamed myself right then and there.
You're the jinx.
I'm the jinx.
At least we know now.
I went and got my radio so that we could listen. So I could hear John Sterling have the final call of sweeping the Boston Red Sox.
Fair enough.
And then it didn't go that way.
Now, I can tell you in New York, and this is just the first one that came to mind, the best example in New York where the TV guy is the voice of the team and the radio guy is not,
mm-hmm.
is the Knicks. Mike Breen is the voice of the Knicks.
100%.
And I know the new guy, I think, is terrific, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't like the last guy. I didn't think he was very good. But the guy they have last year and this year, and I apologize, I don't even know his name. The new play-by-play guy on the radio for the New York Knicks is a really good basketball play-by-play guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I apologize, I don't even know his name. But he was so much better than the last guy, which was terrible.
Yeah, but Breen has become
The voice of the Knicks.
He's the voice of the NBA.
Yeah, but he's the voice of the Knicks.
I agree. But but that's part of it. He's become the voice of the NBA. How do you not? He's also the voice of the Knicks. He's of course our guy because he's recognized as so good that he's become the voice of the NBA.
And by the way, when you ask Knicks fans, it's Marv Albert, mm-hmm. Mike Breen. Jim Carvallis should have been a guy that was referenced, but it's Marv Albert into Mike Breen, period, stop.
Agreed.
Right? Yeah.
Agreed.
So it's interesting, though, the sensitivity on the baseball broadcasters.
Because
you never get to do a championship game.
No, that's true. And I also think baseball radio is different than any other sport radio.
Yes, for sure.
It's more of, like I always say this, because no disrespect to Wischusen or Bob Papa, excellent broadcasters.
Yeah.
But unless you work in your car, if you're listening, and I don't want to upset anyone, but if I'm listening to the Giants in the radio, that means like I'm probably annoyed that I'm in the car and not watching it on TV. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, because what are you doing on Sunday afternoon?
The broadcast is great, but what am I like? I'm probably driving to a party I didn't want to go to.
Yes.
Or I'm doing something where I should be at home watching the Giants. It's 1 o'clock on a Sunday, and I shouldn't be in my car. You know what I'm saying? Like that's how I feel about it. I'm probably annoyed. So the broadcast is great, but it's not like baseball where it's every day and you have to do things.
No, and by the way, football doesn't have local TV announcers. We only have radio.
You only have the radio.
Yes. There's no such thing as the local Giants announcer.
They're actually more synonymous.
But 100%.
I'm just saying the sport on radio is so much more familiar to me and to my ears. Common because it's when you're in the backyard, you're doing things like you can't watch every single Yankee game without doing things around it.
Yeah.
Like I can watch all 17 Giant games and make sure I'm on the couch for all 17 of them.
Right. You can't do that
with a baseball broadcast.
Right.
The baseball radio announcer is such a
Built for the medium too.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Here's Ross in Red Bank on the fan. Ross, what's up, buddy?
Hey, Greggy, welcome back.
Thank you.
My first time calling in.
There you go. Good to have you.
Thank you, buddy.
I'm calling to hopefully make C-Mac feel better about the fact that the 2004 Yankees loss was my fault.
Okay, what'd you do?
Because I was watching that game. I was a Yankee fan. I was having a party. I was in high school, actually, so I shouldn't have been having a party. But I was watching it with a Red Sox fan, and I brought out the broom in the ninth inning and started sweeping his feet.
Oh, man. Yeah. You went. Marash did that too in a Rangers Devils series. But
that's
a bad job. We're both bad. I took out the radio. I assumed that game was over. Mo was coming.
But you didn't take out a broom.
I didn't take out a broom. I wasn't. I was sitting by myself. But that would have been silly to take out a broom. But
so
yes.
I'm trying to think of who's the bigger mush.
The broom is bad. And he was rubbing in a Red Sox fan face. I just wanted to hear the live call of the Yankees, you know, American League Championship Series over. Yankees win. Like, I just wanted to hear that. That was right at the pinnacle of Yankee Red Sox hatred.
So let me ask you a question.
Trying to bring it back with bunting against Cole.
When did you know in Game 4, was it after the Millar walk? Was it the Dave Roberts stealing second base? Was it, was it when Miller tied it?
Came through with the base hit?
Yeah.
When did I know they were going to lose?
Did you
or
say,
when did I know Mariano was going to blow?
No. Like, you know, there's always these moments where you have this, like, sixth sense, and you just feel like, oh, we're in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
You know, up a run, ninth inning, Mariano Rivera about to sweep the Boston Red Sox. And then, like, picayune thing happens. All right, that's not that big a deal. Millar walked.
Yeah.
Okay, Robert stole second.
Yeah.
There's still two outs that we got. Mariano, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
When did you have the guttural feeling, this may not go our way?
Until he gave up the base hit. You got to understand.
So not until that moment.
You got to understand.
Okay.
They won. They won all
That's
the
true.
Time. They won every big game.
Okay.
They came from behind in the 2001 World Series. Obviously, the year before they beat the Red Sox Game 7, the great comeback, Aaron Boone, the whole bit. Like, it was Mariano. No.
Okay.
You were comfortable until it went awry.
How did I ask you this? When Paul Quantrill came into the game,
I didn't like that.
At that point, were you like, all right, honey, pack up the car?
I didn't think they were going to lose until they lost.
Really?
Yeah, there's a different feeling around the team now. That's totally fair and true.
If the Yankees go down in order in the first inning these days,
game's over.
Every Yankee fan's like, oh,
that's it.
Here we go.
Here we go again.
Saw that coming. Another Yankee playoff loss.
Lead off walk in the ninth. They're going to lose.
By the way, I do that too.
Yeah.
Because we've seen so many of those types of games. Like, you know, the WBC game where you're like, we've just got like through the order once and no one's gotten a second base. It's going to be one of those games, right?
Yep. No, totally true. It felt different back then. I didn't know it. Honestly, I knew they were going to lose game 7.
You had that feeling?
I knew they weren't going to
lose. Once they choked away the 3-0 lead.
Yeah, I felt coming back even. For game 6, and I think John Lieber started that game for the Yankees, so it was like Curt Schilling, even with an ankle issue, Curt Schilling versus John Lieber. I didn't feel all that good, considering they lost the last two games.
Okay.
Then game 7.
And that was the blowout game anyway, right?
Game 7 was the blowout game.
Okay. Game 6 was the 4-2 game.
Yeah.
Game 7, where they put like 10 on the board, right? In game seven.
Yeah, game 7's
the... That was a competitive.
The Damon Grand Slam, and the game's over.
Right. Got it. All right, quick break. Your calls, 888-808-1019. Obviously, our tournament is underway. We have a mini upset as Ohio State favored by a couple points as the 8 seed loses to TCU, the 9 seed. I'll keep you abreast of any action that's important for you. For those of you that are driving in the car, well aware that most of you get to watch it at work or have it on your phone in front of you, but a good percentage of our audience is driving around right now, and we're going to bring it to you as best we can. And then tonight, you'll have the full radio coverage of the tournament once we get out of here after 6 o'clock. So lots cooking. We got some football coming your way, including some rule changes and an update on the referees for next year and much more. It's the Car and Show Big Mac on the Fan. Now stop dealing with your neck pain, backache, sciatica, and go see my guys, 3 double board certified pain specialists at Samuel Institute for Pain Management. They specialize in headaches, migraines, and nerve pain, and will get you back to feeling yourself again with minimally invasive and non-surgical treatments. Join me and thousands of 5-star reviews who trust Samwell for pain-relieving solutions. Same-day appointments available with offices in Colonia, Livingston, and Englewood, New Jersey. Turn to Samwell Pain like I did for effective pain-relieving solutions. It's samwellpain.com.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.